We welcome back to the program. Well, we'll look forward to these annual visits as we learn about the fifth Commit to Get Fit from St. Joseph Healthcare. We are joined in studio by Brad Ryder and Carrie Capaldo. Carrie, thank you for being back with us.
It's a pleasure.
And Brad, you're retired. You had nothing else to do.
That's true, but it's good to be here, Rich.
Nice to have you back. How is retirement treating you?
Retirement is very nice. Should have done it years ago.
Now, how many years did you have Epic Sports?
25 years.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a terrific run.
It was a good run. Yes. And I do miss it and miss the customers, but I'm also getting to like retirement.
Well, yeah. You look younger than the last time you were in.
Tell me more.
And Carrie, you always look young. So
thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, this has been such a great event. Obviously, some logistical challenges in the last couple of years, but with everything pretty much back to normal, we are ready. And the date this year, and I'm looking at it, I have it right here, so we don't have to remember. It's September 24th, starting at Broadway Park in Bangor. Brad, for anybody who's not familiar with it, can you fill folks in on what Commit to Get Fit is all about?
Sure. So this is our fifth year for our race, and we actually have more than one race. We have a walk, we have a 5K run, and then we have a 10K run. And not to leave the kiddos out, we have an obstacle course run for them.
I saw that, the kids' obstacle course added this year. That sounds great.
It's going to be fun, yeah. So they have, in the past, have done a run around the park, which is great, but we wanted to add a little challenge to it.
Nice.
And every year we get more and more kids, so it's turned out really well.
Now, is the course pretty much the same as it's been in recent years?
That it is. It's similar. 5K is mostly a road race, but we do include a little bit of trail. The 10K actually has quite a bit of trail. About 3K of it is a trail run, which is a little unique. It's unique to have a 10K, but it's even more unique to have some trail thrown in there as well.
That's fantastic. And of course, all of this is to help promote what's being done through the SAFE program, Sexual Assault Forensic Examiner Nurse Program. And Carrie, can you fill us in on that for those who might not be enlightened?
Sure. So we have a one-of-a-kind program at St. Joe's where we have specially trained nurses called SAFE nurses who take care of pretty much anybody who's been hurt by somebody else. And it takes a lot of extra work and training and expertise, and we are there. And through the proceeds from the Commit to Get Fit for the last 4 years, we've been able to expand and become our own dedicated department in giving 24/7 access to this level of care. And that in and of itself is unique in New England.
Wow. Well, that's tremendous. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway. Is the need for those type of services growing?
It's hard to say if it's growing or if more people know about us and are getting the medical care they should be getting. I think it's probably both, and we're always happy when people show up to get medical care. Of course, not happy that these things are happening to them, but that they're being sent or referred to, or they know that we're the place to go for them to get safe, good care.
Well, that's wonderful. Great work that you're doing there. And all of it being helped by this year's Commit to Get Fit. A lot of cool things going on. You can register. It's easy to do. You go right online, go to St. Joseph Healthcare, St. Joseph Bangor.org, and you can get all the information and the links are there. Want to mention some great sponsors too that are helping out, including our friends at Cork Auto Group, who are the presenting sponsors for this year's event. And Brad, this is just, it's been so successful over these past years. And it's a great family event. I always see so many gatherings of not only parents but kids, and it's a wonderful experience for people.
Right, and we like to emphasize is that it's a Commit to Get Fit. So you don't have to be an athlete to be able to turn out, walk. Maybe you're new to running and want to try 5K. And the 10K is certainly challenging. Our friends at Sub 5 have put it on their race series, which is really neat. So a 10K to be part of that is great.
Yeah, so you got the serious people who want to go out and run and compete, and then you've got others who just want to get out there and enjoy the best time of year, September in the state of
Absolutely.
Maine. It's fantastic. And you know, the nice thing is if you register now, then you can really commit to get fit and start getting ready, doing the things you have to do to get in shape and be all set to go by the 24th of September.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a bargain, you get a break on the registration fee if you register by August 1st. So now's the time to do it. Make and, that commitment.
Now, you're sporting the 2021 T-shirt. I like that one.
Yeah. So, our runners will be getting tech T-shirts, runners and kids. I got to stop and think. Yes. And our volunteers will also be sporting a different color to denote our volunteers. And we really couldn't do this event without all the volunteers that help us out. It absolutely is essential.
Absolutely. And so if people want to help out too, obviously you can sign up and participate, but they can volunteer. You can always use extra hands, right?
Always. And there's lots of different opportunities for volunteering. So there's water stations. You can even volunteer for the kids' obstacle course, sign up, same-day registration, traffic control, things like that. So there's something for everybody from the race to the volunteer opportunities.
Now, I don't want to put the pressure on either one of you because you may not know. It might be Brad, you know. Brad's not here with us today. I was going to ask, do you know off the top of your head how much money has been raised in the previous events?
I know that we're getting real close to what we raised last year, and we still have a couple of months to go.
Well, that's
so
great.
There's a chance that we're really going to have a really nice increase for this year.
Well, that's
and
fantastic.
It's just such an important program. That would be awesome.
It sure really is. Well, we wish you luck with all of it. It's just one of the great events every year in this area. Commit to Get Fit. Circle that date on the calendar, September 24th. You can register right now. And again, proceeds are all going to benefit the SAFE program, Sexual Assault Forensic Examiner Nurse Program. Carrie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for all the great work you and your colleagues do.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Brad, it's great to see you again.
It's great to be here.
Enjoy that semi-retirement.
Absolutely.
And say hi to your son, Dan, for me.
Sure will.
One of my favorite former students.